Welcome to Pestabytes, a podcast series from the National Pesticide Information Center. These are based on common pesticide questions from people just like you.
This is Sandra, and I'm here with Dixie to talk about cockroaches in the home. Dixie, don't cockroaches only live in dirty homes?
No, cockroaches can survive anywhere they are able to find food, water, and shelter. They hide in narrow cracks and crevices and forage for food at night. Roaches eat a wide variety of foods and non-food materials, even cardboard, so they can survive even in tidy homes.
How can someone prevent roaches from coming into their home?
Roaches get inside homes in a variety of ways, such as sneaking in on grocery bags and other containers. Always check boxes and bags before bringing them into the home. Roaches can also come inside from outdoors and move from one apartment to another through the plumbing and other holes in shared walls. So be sure to seal visible cracks and holes around doors, windows, baseboards, pipes, and electrical outlets.
What should someone do if they find cockroaches in their home?
Start by removing sources of food and water. Fix any water leaks in the kitchen or bathroom, and be sure to cover food, pet food, and garbage containers with lids. Regularly search for signs of cockroaches to find out where they are hiding. This information will help you decide on the best treatment plan. Pesticide products can be used, but always read and follow the label. Consider starting with the least toxic options available. You can call MPIC or go to the MPIC website for more information on cockroach control.
Thanks, Dixie.
You're welcome.
If you have questions about pesticides, please call us at 1-800-858-7378 or visit us on the web at npic.orst.edu. Pestabytes is brought to you by the National Pesticide Information Center, a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the Environmental Protection Agency. These are produced in collaboration with OSU's Environmental Health Sciences Center, funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences.